It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Razzle Von Dazzle. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan. Davey. Davey, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Back to school this week. A little tired, but we're hanging in there. Hanging in there. There it is.
It's good to be back, and thank you so much for moving it one day. We normally do Mondays. I had a conflict. I said, Ryan, would you mind doing Tuesday? And you said, no, sir. You said, I do not mind doing it on Tuesday. I'll do it on a Tuesday.
You might not know what to look at me because of my stout appearance, but I'm very flexible.
Ooh, I like that. Flexible, pliable, yes. Whatever it takes. Ryan, we have an absolute huge This Week in Dork.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I think we're going to spend more time on This Week in Dork than on the topic du jour. So let's not pussyfoot around here. Let's get right to it.
Yep.
This Week in Dork. Yeah. First thing I want to say, we ended up having a sneaky double dork week last week. Unbeknownst to a lot of people, I am a big fan of the MTV The Challenge. Ryan Davey is not a fan.
I'm not.
They are nearing the finale. So me and our friend Jeffrey McNamara of the Mac and Goo podcast.
My name is Jeff.
We got together and we did an episode. We talked about it. And so if you like the challenge, go ahead and check out the latest episode of Hashtag Dork. And we snuck it in there on a Friday night, so maybe you missed it. And also a good reason to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and on YouTube as well, because you never know. We might, you know, we normally are on Mondays, but we'll sneak a couple by you every once in a while.
Speaking of sneaking it by you, that you got me.
Jeff McNamara. Very good. Ryan, the Dork Madness. We are down to our final four, and by the time people are listening to this, probably the final two.
Yep.
Looks like it's going to be Michael Scott versus Walter White in the
final. Oh, the final four was middle-aged white guys. Well, one yellow, but you get the idea.
Yep. Homer Simpson, Walter White. Tyrion Lannister was the real Cinderella story.
Yes.
Seed out of the HBO region, knocking off Tony Soprano.
Which that stunned me.
That was pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was super popular. I love him. I think he's a great character, but like, I don't know. Almost didn't even make the tournament. Like, I wasn't convinced.
No, and I would say top three character, not like probably top five character in that show.
Yeah, I go back.
In popularity. He was one of my favorites, like top two for me, but like popularity wise, probably in the top five. But
yeah, I would, right? Wouldn't you say, like, I think Arya is, but he beat Arya head to head.
He did. And he, like, Daenerys and Jon Snow and
my personal favorite, Beric Dondarrion, didn't make the tournament, but probably should have gotten at least a nod.
My favorite, Dario Naharis, did not make the tournament.
Should have gotten in there. People like Khal Drogo didn't get in there. You couldn't give. The fuck is the kid's name that was breastfeeding like when he was 12?
Robin.
Like, you couldn't give Iron Robin a sniff. This guy, little kid out here, he could get a sniff tournament. Where did you guys get off? You could put him in there.
Oh no, 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 no.
We didn't have Theon Greyjoy, aka Reek, didn't make it.
No, thank God, I hated him.
You could do an all Game of Thrones tournament.
Oh my God, there's so many characters.
So many characters. But then again, it might be
you could also do that with The Wire. That's what lost me on The Wire, by the way. It was so many names.
I was so mad that Omar didn't make it further. He got, like, not enough people in our audience have obviously seen The Wire, because Stringer Bell lost like in the first round and Omar made it like two rounds or something. So yeah, you could do a 64 field Wire, but I don't know. We'll see. Ryan, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier has now had two episodes. What do you think?
I stand with the masses in that poor Wyatt Russell. That kid, everyone's just going to hate him. Like, I don't know. I don't think he knew what he signed up for.
No. And yeah. So I don't know. Obviously, we won't spoil it here. We will do next week an episode at the midway point, because there's only going to be six episodes of The Falcon and Winter Soldier.
And has there ever been. Did I step on a line there?
No, you didn't step on a line. I was just going to say, I don't know. I definitely don't love it yet, but I also didn't love WandaVision through three episodes either. I was sort of like waiting and seeing, and there's been better action scenes so far, but the story, I'm like, Okay.
Something's got to happen. Something big has to happen. And have you ever seen a person who is the perfect mix of his parents than Wyatt Russell?
Oh, there's somebody else actually that is like that, because I remember having the same conversation about somebody else. But yeah, no, definitely.
Well, he is the son of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Right.
Right. So, and he looks exactly like both of them at the same time.
To tell you how young our producer, John Anderson, on the Gresham Keefe show is, when talking
about... He shit his pants. There's one for one.
You want your colon clean? Man, I'm going to clean mine.
He shit his pants. I haven't shit my pants since I was four.
Fuck, I meant to have him on this week, but we did unpack it a little bit on the show as to what sort of transpired there.
You unpacked.
He
unpacked it too.
His pants. It is in the park, but on a date. Anyway.
And my favorite line of the whole thing is when he said, I think she might have heard something.
she heard it all right. You okay? No, I'm really sick. I'm actually horrible. My insides are a mess. So but when he was talking about what's his name, Kurt Russell's kid.
Yeah,
he was like, yeah, you know, like his father is. He's like, it's what's his name? The bad guy from Guardians 2. I was like, the bad guy from Guardians 2. I mean, he's not wrong, but
he's not wrong.
He's skipping over a few other things, maybe.
That's fucking Kurt Russell. Have you not seen Big Trouble in Little China?
It's just Kurt Russell. Just Kurt Russell. Like, you don't,
it's just Kurt Russell.
Guys, you don't need to go with like a movie that he was in character. You don't even
Tango E Cash.
He didn't even say ego. He just said bad guy from Guardians 2.
Brutal.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, he does look like a mix. You actually, you know who kind of looks like a mix also is, well, actually, no, that's not true. I was gonna say Rumor Willis. I feel like she looks more like Bruce.
She cut her hair real short. She looks a lot like Bruce.
She looks more like Bruce. Well, Demi Moore had her hair short for a couple of films.
She didn't look like that.
No, she did not.
No.
No, we should move on. But no, I was going to say, I like the show. I don't love it. I do think, without spoiling anything, I think it feels like business is going to pick up and it's going to go in a direction here soon. But I'm like, all right, let's see what they got. So next week, we will get into all of that stuff. Also, speaking of the MCU, Black Widow is going to come out on July 9th. And they finally announced this after like digging their heels in for over a year. It's going to be on Disney Premier Access for $30.
Why didn't you just do that from the jump?
I don't know. Like, Are you going to go to the theater by July, or are you just going to spend the 30 and watch it at home?
I'll spend the 30 because it's actually cheaper to spend the 30 than go to the movies.
Good point. Yeah, especially if you're going with a date, you get a hot date that night. Well,
I go with the fine lady in the next room. Every Marvel movie we go together, and it's like,
that's really nice.
It is nice, but just the tickets alone.
Oh God!
Let alone then you get to buy the slushies, the icies. Then you're gonna get your nips. Then you get your popcorn, you know?
Yeah, but your popcorn. You got a couple of popcorns.
Yeah, it's like $60 right there.
Yeah. Oh, my God, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like leaving the house still. And I know it's haven't for a while, but it's fine. I'll watch this at home. The Obi-Wan Kenobi cast. Let's get a little Star Wars news here. The Obi-Wan Kenobi series looks awesome. The cast has been revealed. A lot of interesting characters or actors popping up. You have one of the main Sand Snake there. She's going to be in it from Game of Thrones. You have O'Shea Jackson, Ice Cube's son, is going to be involved. We already knew, obviously, they're bringing back Hayden Christensen. We already knew they were bringing back Ewan McGregor. But the cast looks pretty crazy. The dude that directed Uncut Gems is fucking in it.
Yeah, Benny Safdie. So the only, and I guess the guy who played Jar Jar Binks was a little disappointed that no one asked him to be a part of this.
Ahmad Best, I believe his name.
I don't think he was upset. He just said he would have loved to have done it, but no one asked him. I would have loved to have seen a more serious Jar Jar.
I would have preferred to not see Jar Jar.
Okay.
I think it's
we part ways there.
It's a bad idea. I don't want to see the guy. I think it's just good. It can't be good.
What if they made him a Sith?
I don't like that either.
Okay.
I think you're kind of ruining the Sith a little bit. I don't think Jar Jar needs to be in that. Unless you went real dark, like Jar Jar kind of, in a way, knew about the audience reaction to him and took a really dark turn.
Well, you saw that whole like conspiracy theory that he's actually a Sith.
I've seen the one where he's even like a Jedi just because of how like he's like Mr. Magoo out there.
Yeah, and he like screws stuff up on purpose, but he's actually doing it on purpose.
I don't like him though.
I have seen a security hologram of him killing younglings.
I mean, there's no coming back from that. They don't talk about that enough.
I hope they bring it up. I hope so. Like, look, I know we had our differences, but
there should be a whole episode on like missing younglings, and then they're like, Anakin killed them all. We have hologram footage. He's Obi-Wan's seen it.
Yeah.
You can't forgive him for that. Like,
no.
like the scene at the end of Return of the Jedi, like, or like when they're all like glow ghosts, like they're all glow like dead Jedi, and they're like, hey, this guy's all right. Like, no.
He
killed hundreds of
slaughtered kids. Children slaughtered in cold blood.
This is a Disney Plus property, and they got blood on their hands, I think.
Yeah, man, that was traumatic.
Ryan, what I'm also excited about Star Wars wise, the Bad Batch trailer came out. We tweeted it out at Dork Podcast. We try to keep up with all the trailers there, so you can follow us on the Twitter and Instagram as well. But the Bad Batch trailer looks good. The first episode will be on May the 4th. And then I think it's going to be on the 7th, and then it's going to be weekly from there. These guys were cool characters. If you guys watch the Clone Wars at all, a couple of the story arcs involved the Bad Batch. So they're clones, but they're different than regular clones, right? They all have like their own kind of personality, identity, look to them. I like it.
And they don't like authority.
No, they don't.
They do. They're not compliant with, you know, which is nice. It makes them bad boys, you know?
Oh, yeah, the Bad Batch. Oh, yeah, for life, for sure. Yep. Speaking of Bad Boys for Life, Ryan, I was looking forward to this very much, and it lived up to the billing. The Suicide Squad trailer. This movie comes out in August, James Gunn, and what he did was he said, all right, give me Harley Quinn and all of the DEF-level DC characters.
Yep.
I will make a movie out of it. I will make my Guardians of the DC universe. It looks awesome.
It like everything, and I think I said this in a tweet too. I was hoping it would be a certain feel and look, and it was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
like right on hit the nail right on the head. Even down to like John Cena being like this gung ho like Boy Scout, and Idris Elba going like back and forth.
That line, like the line in there about like all the dicks on the beach or whatever, like the way Cena. Because I wasn't sure about Cena.
I almost said that is word for word. Something you would have said.
Perhaps. I'll tell you that. Yeah. It's very well written.
It's like, why don't you go eat a bag of dicks?
Dude,
I would.
I would. For America, you would. And then, so now I'm looking forward to the Peacemakers HBO Max spinoff show.
Yeah. Who's writing that? Do we know?
Good question. I don't know. So he to me will be one of the few characters that does not die in the movie.
Oh, he could. And then the series be like a prequel or something. But is it just John Cena's getting weirder looking?
He's like maybe too big right now.
He's too big, but I'm telling you, his mouth, and this, he looks like a created character in like Skyrim. Like his mouth is getting like wider. As he has like a fish mouth now. It's weird.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. He's a big, big hulking man. He played D3 football out of Springfield.
Sure did.
I like that.
Cushing Academy zone. John Cena.
Oh, he went to Cushing.
He did.
He's from West Newbury, which I don't even know where that is.
It's near Cushing.
All right, but I'm pumped. Anyway, the King Shark looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be funny. Oh, by the way, Steely Dan. Little Steely Dan in the trailer. Right. You're pumped about that.
Oh my God. We'll get to it. Yep. Keep going. Move on.
Ryan, also, I like to see what I'm doing here. Have you guys noticed the theme of how professional we are? We did the two Marvel things, the two Star Wars things. Look at this. I got another DC thing for you. It's coming right at you. Black Adam has a release date, July 29th, 2022. Also, Pierce Brosnan has been cast as Dr. Fate in Black Adam,
which is one of the characters that Dr. Strange debuted after Dr. Fate, and they're essentially the same character.
So I got into a mini argument with my 11-year-old nephew.
Yes.
He won't watch any DC movies because he says DC suck. I believe, quote, DC sucks, and he loves Marvel. Everything Marvel he loves. And he goes, what's better, Marvel or DC? I go, well, how much time do you have?
Yeah, because we can do this all day.
Why don't you sit down next to Uncle Rich and I'll explain to you. I go, it's not just the movies. And he's like, he didn't want to hear it. I'm like, these properties, I go, it's the TV shows. It's the comic books, most importantly. It's the video games. It's all these different things. And yes, the movies, they've had a bad run of it. Marvel's had a great run of it. And he said something about, well, they're just trying to rip off Marvel. I go, au contraire.
You said,
on frère.
Not so fast, my friend.
Because... I go, you can look it up, and it's not every time, but I would say most of the time, the DC character that is kind of similar, like the mirror character, debuted prior to the Marvel character.
And which, I believe...
Not every time.
No.
But definitely a good chunk of the time.
Like Dr. Fate was before Dr. Strange, and I believe at one point DC had a Captain Marvel.
Yeah, they did. Shazam, I believe, was
Captain Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole... We can even do an episode on that. It's actually pretty fascinating to look. I'm trying to think one of the other famous ones. Well, obviously, like Deadpool is comically... Now, they made him more of a character, but they just took the Deathstroke look. Deathstroke's name is Slade Wilson. They named Deadpool Wade Wilson.
Right.
They have the exact same look and like abilities.
But then you have like Namor and Aquaman. Right. You have... You know, we could do this forever.
Even Moon Knight was kind of their...
Batman.
Wonder Man was kind of their Superman. The Flash and Quicksilver. Like it's a whole goddamn thing.
It's a thing.
This is not the topic du jour. We're getting
not the topic du jour. And again, this is
Anyway, but I also found it pretty interesting that I guess as an 11-year-old, you really kind of would, because you haven't read the more mature comics yet. He definitely hasn't seen The Dark Knight. So like as a kid, of course you think DC stinks because all the movies you watch, and like he even said, he's like, I liked Wonder Woman, and like I think he kind of liked Shazam, but he's like, they kind of stink, and Marvel's the best. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're that age
right now. Yeah, for you, yeah, oh,
sure, but, for you, but you get so many years ahead of you.
Yeah, so many years ahead. This is a lifetime. What he's doing is making a life choice right now, and he's going to go down this path, and he's going to do what we did, and then he's eventually going to play like Arkham City and be like, wow, that was awesome.
That was. He also, and then it's funny, his sister, so they're twins, so she's. Yeah. She sees my X-Men poster. She's like, are the X-Men good? I was like, yes, they are. I go, you probably haven't seen a good movie of theirs because you're not allowed to watch Logan, but they're yes, they are. Also, DC news. We mentioned how Billy Crudup was going to be out as Henry Allen in the Flash movie. We saw a good chunk of him in the Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm. And replaced by Ron Livingston.
Not bad. Good pick.
Yeah, I like Ron Livingston. Sure. And I actually think Livingston and Ezra Miller have a good chance to play off each other pretty good.
Because Ron Livingston can be funny.
He's very funny, I think.
He's like, very funny.
Office Space.
Low-key funny role in Dinner for Schmucks, actually. Which is not a bad movie.
I hated that movie.
Did you really?
I hated it. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Well, that's why I liked it. I liked that
but
style
like,
of humor.
There was no humor in it. Dinner for Schmucks, really? I think you're thinking of something else. I think you're thinking of Madea's Family Christmas.
Oh shit, you're right.
That's right. Okay, just so we're on the same page.
That was the thing that Tom Hanks says. Is if you can laugh and pray in the same movie, that's a winner to me.
More comic book news, Ryan. Robert Kirkman's latest adaptation. Went on Amazon Prime. It's funny because we got this news. I think we hit on it a while ago. We might have tweeted out the trailer, and then I completely forgot about it. Mm-hmm. It got released on Amazon Prime this week. That is the show Invincible. Look at this. If you're watching at home on YouTube, here's the first volume. This is all I've read of Invincible. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Like there's like 144 issues. This is only like the first four or five. But so I was aware of the character. I don't know all the in-depth stuff of it. But it is definitely, despite what it looks like on the outside, it is an adult movie. And you got to say that with the animated stuff because you're not really sure.
You're not really sure because it does look a little glossy. It does look like it could be like a preteen, teenager type of show.
Big time. And you see the animation on the show and it's like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's great. It's kind of like 90s, early 2000s feel, but it looks a lot like a comic book. So it's like, if you're used to the comic book at all, it's basically just taking this, making it into like an animation. They released the first three episodes, and then they're going to do one a week starting on Friday, I think for a total of eight. And then mm-hmm. we plan on doing a standalone ride because the first three episodes were great.
And someone had pitched it to me, and I don't think it was you, it was somebody else. When I was asking someone about it, they're like, it's kind of like The Boys in a sense. And so I really wasn't getting that. And I won't spoil anything, but like at the end of the first episode, you're like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That.
For sure. So
it's a slow build in the first episode, but stick with it.
Oh, that's a good point, too, because you could probably, if you have little kids, you could watch the beginning with them, and they'd be like, this is something that you're going to like. Yeah. Until it's not.
Until it is absolutely not.
I get the idea of The Boys because it's like, at this point, every kind of like superhero or superhero team, mm-hmm. it's all been done. So you're basically just taking, was it archetypes? Or how would you say
archetypes,
that?
Archetypes, yeah.
And be like, all right, here's a Superman type. Here is like a Batman type.
Right.
Here is like an Aquaman type. But we're going to put our own twist on it. Like The Boys has its own great twist on it. Invincible.
And we can't call them that. So we're going to call them something kind of that, but not really.
I love it, though. It's a really good show. Great voice cast. It's basically like the cast
Walking
Dead is doing the voice cast. Then you have J.K. Simmons doing Invincible's dad. So spoiler-free version of it. J.K. Simmons' character is called Omni-Man. He's like Superman. And then his son, he basically had a kid with like a Lois Lane, like a human.
Right.
And their son gets his powers. Like he doesn't get his powers till he's in high school. So he's like a normal kid. And then all of a sudden he gets his powers. So that's the loose premise of it. But is it Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead mm-hmm. is the voice of Invincible? Like a bunch of other Walking Dead. Jason Mantzoukas is in it.
Rexplode.
Rexplode is the name of his
character. Which is a great name. Yeah.
But the voice cast is crazy. Like I was just looking through it.
I was looking through the voice. It just like you go through it and you're like, oh my God, like I know who every single one of these people are. And I found myself during the show, you know how they use that like on Prime, they have the X-ray thing, like looking to see who everybody was.
Oh yeah, they pop up. It's just like one famous person after the next. Mm-hmm. Get all these people for this. But
Zazie Beetz.
Zazie Beetz. Yeah, I like her character. Yep. Oh, mm-hmm. goodness. Speaking of cartoons, Rick and Morty season 5 trailer came out today, and it is going to debut June 20th. So we're just a couple of short months away from Rick and Morty.
Yes. Speaking of that, so the song not to talk shop during this week in Dork, but the song they use in that trailer would be a great opening for the new Gresham Keefe program.
Oh, I got to go back and re-listen.
I think it's Blue Orchid by the White Stripes.
Oh, all right. I'll give that one a go.
Give that a go.
I like that.
Yeah, and that would tickle your producer's indie rock thing that they like. So
he pushed for the Killers,
right?
The Man by the Killers. Yeah, I don't love it either. What am I gonna do though? I got
something with some balls, and I can say that on the podcast. I can't say it on the radio. You know, so you need someone with some, you know,
balls.
Yeah, big swinging. Yeah. You know?
Yep, ding-a-ling.
What'd you say? Go for gasps is what you say, right?
Going for gasps the whole time. We also got another trailer for Spiral. This is in the Saw universe. And it's funny because we had like a teaser months ago, and I wasn't sure like how much are they going to lean into Saw, like mm-hmm. the Saw movies. And in this trailer, there's like a photo of Jigsaw, the dude. And there's even like a line, and they're like, I thought Jigsaw was dead. Like a classic horror movie trope. I thought fill in the blank was dead. No, he wasn't. Stupid idiot. He was not dead. Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson, this do it for you at all?
A lot of yelling in the trailer as well. And you said the word trope, and I feel like what Zack Snyder has done to us so many times is made an unbelievable trailer and had a mediocre movie, right?
That is true.
What I'm hoping for is that Spiral is a mediocre trailer that turns into a good movie. This looks like a bad version of Seven right now. And I'm not sure the last season of what?
I was going to say, will it be better than The Little Things, which was really a knockoff Seven? Remember the one we just watched?
Yeah, hopefully it's better than that.
But you were going to mention Fargo.
that I don't know if Rock has the dramatic acting chops after watching the last season of Fargo.
I
don't know if that's him. I don't know if that's his lane.
I was wondering because we've seen guys that are in the comedy field, like Jordan Peele with Get Out, and then we saw Danny McBride with Halloween, and now you're seeing Chris Rock with Spiral.
And do you think he saw that and be like, I could do that too? And it doesn't really look that good.
I don't know. It doesn't, but I like the Saw movies. I like them all. I think the first one is great, and I think the other ones are degrees of good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yeah, this one comes out in May, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, unfortunately, some sad news.
Pick of the bomb.
Jessica Walter passed away in her sleep last week at the age of 80. She, of course, was Lucille Bluth in Arrested Development. By the way, a character I had in the field of 64 for Dork Madness, and it was one of the late changes. But she was in there. I think I might have swapped her out for Job, but she was hilarious on that show.
And she's hilarious in Archer, and she's hilarious in anything she does. And I think one of the best compliments I read about her, one of the writers for Arrested Development on Twitter was like, she never missed. And if she didn't get a laugh, it was the writing. It wasn't her. Like, as a comic person, that has to be like the best compliment you can get. Like,
if it
didn't work, it's me. It's not like, because you're funny. You know what I mean? And everything she said was funny. I mean, I remember the first time it was weird because Ryan and I had just started watching Arrested Development again randomly last week. And the line where he said the C word is the name of the boat. And Michael says, like, you have to get rid of the C word. And she says, I'll leave when I'm good and ready.
Yeah.
that the way she said it, as matter of factly, is like, that was an unbelievable line, delivery of that line.
I love that's such a good line. I love the one where she's in the kitchen with Jason Bateman, and she's like, "Oh, vodka rocks." And he goes, "Mom, it's breakfast." It's like that. It's when he says, "Like, Mom, it's 7 a.m." She's like, "With a slice of toast." it's too bad. Oh, the other thing, I watched the movie years ago, Play Misty for Me. It's a movie. It's the first movie Clint Eastwood ever directed. It came out in 1971. He plays a radio DJ, and this caller calls in and always is like requesting, saying, play Misty for me. It's a song, this old song.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up having like a tryst. They meet, they have a tryst. She thinks it's More Than It Is type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fatal Attraction style, but way before Fatal Attraction came out. Jessica Walter played that woman in that movie. And I saw that after I saw Arrested Development, but had no idea because it came out like 30 something years. I didn't recognize her. It was crazy. But so that popped
up. Is that good?
It's a great movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie. I don't know what you could give it a bang.
I'll bang it. Yeah.
It's somewhere out there. It was on one of the like horror lists back in the day. It's more thriller than horror, again, to do that, but it's worth watching. I liked it. Rye, guess what? Guess what?
What?
Guess what's back this week?
What's back?
This is This Week in Horrible Rossi Takes.
That's right.
Yes.
Jason Rossi, he and our buddy Billy D, they do the Pop Culture Pile Driver podcast. Give them a subscribe and a listen. Normally, Rossi has a horrible take. This week, not Jason Rossi. It is our friend Mac from the Mac and Goo program. They last week, Ryan, this is unbelievable to me. Last week, they talked about the Snyder Cut because of course.
Sure. It's the biggest thing in our world right now. Yep.
And it's not even the horrible take isn't necessarily that Mac didn't like the Snyder Cut because you and I both liked it. But you know, it's not perfect, and
we acknowledge that it did have its faults. A lot of people said we were gushing over the movie. I don't think we were. I think it was way better than Joss Whedon's, but it wasn't perfect.
Enter our guy Mac.
My name is Jeff,
who said that the Snyder Cut was worse than the Justice League.
Absolutely, I cannot
get behind that at all.
That's brutal.
That is knocking on the door of Rossi Horrible Take Hall of Fame.
Yes. You can say that the movie wasn't that good, You can say that you didn't like the 4-3 aspect ratio. You can say, which he didn't. You can say that, like, all of that stuff, but you cannot say that that's not a more complete story than Joss Whedon's.
No, Joss,
you can't say, like, you horrible. Can't say that.
Because even if you want to take into, like, take everything into account, take, like, the CGI into account, or, like, all those other, like the story is an obvious one, I think.
Yeah.
But, I just couldn't believe it, because it's not like, oh, Snyder Cut is worse than Batman v Superman, like, whatever. But when you're comparing it to a movie that it was just a different cut of it, and it was a shittier cut of it. Because we even said that last week, because when they do the same topic as us, I never listened to it till after we record. And so we even said last week, like, yeah, you might not love Snyder Cut, but it's definitely better than Justice League, or like the last one. And then one of the first words out of his mouth was like, nah, the other one was better.
Because it was shorter.
And it was half the, but in hindsight too, even if you kind of liked the first one, which I don't know, maybe some people did, then you see this one and you're like, oh, that one really sucks.
Yeah. And it's like, again, I liked the movie. We talked about how much we liked it versus the other one, not in the pantheon of like comic book movies. Cause it's
pretty good, but
not great.
I'm trying my best to rank every comic book movie on that Letterboxd app.
Yeah.
And there's like over 100. And I'm not doing like all of the cartoon, like the direct release Batman ones. I'm not doing those yet.
Yeah, just theatrical ones, right?
But like just ballpark, I think there's like 100, at least on my list, 100, 105. Yeah. And that's probably like 50. And maybe that's recency bias.
Yeah, it's in the middle. It's not bad. It's not great.
But fine. It's better than Justice League. It's what I brought up last week was it's like watching Anchorman and then the Wake Up Ron Burgundy deleted scenes movie and thinking, well, Wake Up Ron Burgundy is better than Anchorman. You're like, no. Wake Up Ron Burgundy had a couple of good scenes and quotable lines, but the other one's an actual better movie. But
the scene with the rip the lid off of a gang was my favorite. But don't hit it yet. Don't hit the sounder yet. Hit the Rossi sounder again.
This is This Week in Horrible Rossi Takes.
Now, friend of the podcast and friend in real life, Chris Scheim, right?
Yeah, right.
Had a horrible take. We brought up the Suicide Squad trailer. About a week before, Chris Scheim said, and I quote, Steely Dan sucks.
Mm.
Which
you didn't like.
Categorically, I didn't like that one bit. Categorically false. Steely Dan is awesome. All right. Okay. Now, what got me? And this is not so much a horrible take, but just a flat out lie. And I want you to how you feel about this.
Okay.
So I said via Twitter, and Scheim and I go back and forth. We have fun. It's great. There's no malice in this at all, right? Okay. So I said, I want it on record that Chris Scheim is not allowed to like the new Suicide Squad trailer because it has a Steely Dan song in it. He said, and I quote, or not, I'm not quoting, I'm paraphrasing. Okay. He said, I watched it on mute, so I didn't even hear it. Do you believe him? He said he was in a place where he couldn't watch the trailer with sound, so he watched it on mute.
So I believe that, but I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't later watch it in a place with sound. Maybe
exactly.
Because if it comes out, if it comes out and you're in a place where you got to be quiet, I could see still kind of sneaky looking at it and just watching the pretty colors.
But what do you do immediately once you get somewhere where you can see it?
Yeah, I probably would turn the sound
on. Watch it again,
yeah.
Right? There's no way he watched that trailer once on mute and then never again.
Yeah, I would probably want to crank.
That's an outrageous claim.
It's a horrible take.
He might as well have just told me he invented the question mark.
And the piano key necktie. All right, let's play everybody's favorite game in the history of games.
Jesus Christ. I like that, though. Yeah, it is that.
God damn it. Hey. This is the game that is sweeping podcasts across the country, at least this one, and that would be Should I Have Bought This?, where you, the listener, will email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, something that you have recently bought. Now, we've also gotten a handful of people sending in saying, should I buy this? Not should I have
bought this? That's not the game. You had to have already purchased it to play the game.
Correct. You need to have already purchased it. So you send in a brief description of what it is, a photo, and most importantly, how much it costs, and then we together will answer the question, should I have bought this? Let's go with the first video submission that we have gotten, Ryan. Want to do this?
Sure, let's do it.
So if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/dorkpodcast, what you're seeing is...
Wait, pause. Keep going.
Go ahead.
What you're seeing immediately is a bar. And what we're told in the description in this email, this is a standalone garage. So it's like an external garage. And on the side of the bar, you have a what seems to be a hand-drawn dancing Calvin and Hobbes. So I'm already in. I'm already in on this. Continue.
Yes. So you do see the Calvin Hobbes. So it's like a bar. You see all this stuff. The other stuff's not important. So what you see is it looks like a bar. And so you can go two sides of this. It's like a big kind of rectangle type shape. But what's really cool is there are comic books matted underneath it. So there's like a clear surface on top where you can rest your brew dogs or whatever your beverage of choice is. And you can look down and see all of these different comic books. So there's probably room for, what was that, 10, 12 comics?
Yep.
No, God, maybe more
than that, 15, 16?
Maybe, I think it might be 8 and 8, and they're all spaced out. So it's pretty big. And you can see one side of the bar can look kind of favorably onto a giant TV.
I didn't even notice this. We have framed Patriots jerseys featuring Willie McGinnis, Curtis Martin, and Tom Brady. I'm already in on this too.
I like it very much. Now I am trying to find what the exact price was of this.
I think he said all in the renovation to the garage was like $300.
Okay.
So we already had the stuff, but it was like setting up the garage. It was like $300 all in.
Fuck, where is this? Yeah, you're right. It was $300. So taking a look at this bad boy. And again, I appreciate the work here that's done. It looks like a fucking cool place to hang out, by the way, and just sit there. And I love that.
Yeah.
I think I might have to steal that whenever I get an opportunity to. Not that gentleman's. I'm not going to steal his.
No. You're going to steal that idea.
I'm going to steal that idea because I love looking in there and seeing something.
And also he's got the flat screen with the sound bar mounted on the back wall. So you could sit at that bar and take in a game or, you know, perhaps some feature film. I say $300 for that. I'm in.
I say absolutely.
This is how we do it.
And that was Dave. I didn't say his name before, but that was from Dave. I just finally found it. So, and you're right, Davey, it was $300. Here's the description. I'm an idiot. I should have had this before. He says, attached is the video of the Brojo.
Great name.
Love it. Because I'll be honest, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't like Man Cave.
I don't like that either.
I know a lot of people have it. I have a Dragon's Lair. Dave has a Brojo. Again, have what you want, but Man Cave feels like somebody who likes Entourage.
If you look behind me, there's a sign. My parents had a finished basement when they moved out of their house. I stole the sign. That was the bullpen. This is the new bullpen.
Great name. Bullpen's a great name. Yep. Dragon's Lair is a great name. Brojo, great name. He says it's a detached garage / man cave. I'll ignore that part.
Yep.
And in it, he built the bar for $300.
Okay, so everything else he owned.
He built that part of it. And he says, if you guys don't like it, could you play Randy Jackson's? Yeah, that's a no for me, dog. No,
we're not going to do that.
No, we do like it.
This is how we do it.
All right. This next one, Ryan, comes in. And thanks to Dave. And again, you guys can give us a shot here. dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Let's go to our buddy Jordan. He purchased, and you can see there on the screen, it is one of those light up cubes. He said that it shoots different colors. The picture that he sent in, it's purple. Well, you know, it shoots up different colors. What are you laughing at?
Just the way it shoots out, like shoots up. It draws a certain gift to mind.
It's a fucking light show, all right? Yeah, actually. Oh, my God. I just had a fly land on me like I'm in the fucking movie Psycho. You ever have a fly land on you while you're podcasting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not when I'm podcasting, no.
I actually have a clip of the light shooting up on Jordan's.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I got it. I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do this. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. I'm gonna do it.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
I think playing that cut is my favorite part of my week. Every
I think it's amazing to me because I start sweating. I'm trying not to laugh so much during it or like say anything that I actually start like sweating. It's bad.
I laugh every time. I hear it all
every time. Every time.
I'm just sitting at the computer. I play it. So anyway, back to Jordan's light cube here.
Yeah.
Sent in a couple of other pictures. This is the only one that I have right now. So here's the deal, though. It's Lord of the Rings themes. If you like Lord of the Rings, I think you're going to like this cube. He says it's it changes all kinds of colors. It came with a small remote. It's a handmade item. He says two sides or the top is the ring. Like you can see like the inscribed ring on the top. You can kind of see it here. The actual ring is on the top. Yeah. The two sides are the Fellowship walking and then two sides are the villains. $55. $55.
It's handmade.
Handmade. Lord of the Rings. If you're a Lord of the Rings fan, it's got a remote. I don't know what you do with the remote. I guess you can turn it sideways.
No, it's like LEDs inside. You can like change. You can like change colors and you know.
All right.
Make it.
What are you thinking right now?
I was saying anything over 40 is a no.
Anything over 40 for this?
Yeah.
Did I tell you it's handmade?
Oh, is it a one of a kind item?
Oh, see that I can't speak to. It doesn't say if it's a one of a kind or not.
And it says
I've never seen any of these.
It looks like particle board. It looks like if that thing gets wet, it's going to swell. And I don't know. No, well, I'm going to go no on this one.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. So you know what that
split.
You know what that means? First person into the chat. Besides Jordan, Jordan's going to vote on this. First one we see, right? If they say yes or no. Yes or no. First one into the YouTube chat. Let us know. Break the tie right now.
Here it comes.
This is it. Needles. Pins and needles.
Oh, it's a yes.
This is how we do it.
Oh, wait, shit. Oh, my God. It's actually pretty close. So Jordan says it's not particle board. Then we had Kevin said no. Dan said yes. Sean said yes. Groovy Dude said yes. Matthew said no. Anthony said he's out. Jordan said RIP me. Beltron said yes. Hash King said yes. It's mostly yeses.
It's mostly yeses.
It's mostly yeses. So
yeah.
This is how we do it.
Thanks everybody in the chat for breaking that tie. That's the thing. When you have an even number of hosts here, sometimes that's going to happen for you. So holy smokes, that was a competitive one, Ryan.
That was a good one. I like it when we split it. You know?
Yeah, I like that. All right, let's get to the next portion of the program here.
It's time for Davey's video game minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, what do you have?
What do I have? So get this. So I was doing a little digging. I do my homework for the video game minute, and I found that there are video game like dating apps kind of now. If you were looking for somebody to like play with or like someone with the same skill set as you, someone who likes the same type of games as you, there are two apps that I found. One of them is free. It's called Game Tree. You put in your gamer tags, you put in your Steam account, you put in all that stuff, and you can match with other players who are the same skill level, like the same games as you, play at the same speed, what have you. It's a nice little thing. And there's another one called Plink.
I'm on Plink. I'm on Plink, and do you want to hear what it says in my bio?
What does it say?
I'm fascinated with you, Angus. Always have been, always will be. The man who is tired of the anus is tired of life.
So I've got no dates so far.
You've got no dates so far, and I know you're not on Plink because it costs $18 a month, and there's no way you're paying $18 a month for Plink. You're out on that. If that's a should I have bought this, a membership to Plink, no.
Out of my face.
Absolutely not. But if you're someone who's looking for people to play with, you're not necessarily, you know, the most social cat, those are there for you. Did you see, I tweeted it out, the list of fixes that went into Cyberpunk this week?
It's too long to read.
Jeez-em. It was like 400 something fixes.
Too much.
It was crazy.
Much too much.
I played about an hour of it. It's much improved. It's not there yet, but and it also sounds like they're torpedoing their own multiplayer at this point and just focusing on fixing the single player game that is incredibly broken. Speaking of broken games, so the game itself isn't broken, but in order to combat that, the game Outriders, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago, the demo was out. It's great. It's like Gears of War meets Destiny. Pretty cool. They will now watermark cheaters. So if you cheat during the game, your IP address will forever be associated. You will have a brand, like, you know, like in Seinfeld when they put like the bad checks like on the wall. So like when you're running around, it'll say like cheater on your name.
I'm in on that.
And they said that right now there was like 0.2% of people were caught cheating, like during the demo, like hoarding all of these like legendary items and stuff. And so those people, they're looking to curtail that. And you are permanently branded a cheater if you cheat once in this game, which I think is pretty cool, and more games should do it.
All right.
Speaking of games, I was going to say something else, but I don't know what the hell I was going to say. EA just announced that they're making a new PGA title, which could mean the return of Tiger Woods Golf.
Interesting.
Yes. So... I don't know. It might be Rory McIlroy because they did. Yeah. Remember, they switched it to Rory McIlroy. So it might be that again. So that's great. In Arvon D stream news, twitch.tv/ArvonD, the game that's picking up steam in this household a lot is a game called It Takes Two. Yeah, the song It Takes Two. So that's there. They do that thing. But it's a cooperative puzzle game, right? Platform puzzle game that you have to play with somebody else. You can either do it online or you can do it local. So what we have decided to do is you will see some live couples therapy going on with the Davies, because the story is like it's a husband and wife who get transformed into like dolls kind of, and they have to like get back to like their house. It's like a Honey I Shrunk the Kids kind of thing, but it's like kind of, you know,
very popular.
So you are going to see the Davies playing this game together and try not to kill each other.
I love it.
On stream.
I love it.
And the last bit of news I have, because I know we're already 45 minutes in and we haven't even touched the topic du jour yet.
I think we're out of time.
PAX East canceled.
Oh, what happened?
You, PAX East.
Oh, take a hot
pack. COVID. We couldn't pull it together. Nobody was going anyway.
Nope.
Liars. You
hey,
suck. PAX.
Hey, PAX.
Fuck you, dickhead.
That's right.
That's right. Good.
Yep.
Enemies for life.
They haven't had a single event since they crossed us.
I don't think that's an accident.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Since they crossed us, they have not held. They have not held it.
A convention. Ryan, we are up against it here, so we only have a couple of minutes left. But are you ready for the topic du jour?
I guess.
The fucking title of the podcast. People are going to tune in. They're like, you guys didn't even talk about the goddamn title of the podcast. I don't get it. Well, kind of ironically enough, we are going to spend 10 minutes talking about the best and worst long movies. These are anything over 3 hours, of course, inspired in Snydered by the Snyder Cut.
In Snydered, yeah.
In 4 hours long. And by the way, I took some notes. I know you took a lot of notes for Snyder Cut.
I always do. Yep.
I didn't even get to any of the stuff. So let me just tell you a couple of things that I wrote down that I didn't even mention. So this is very, very minor spoiler. And again, I feel like people either have seen it or they're not going to. I love how Cyborg plays for Gotham City University football. They played against Wisconsin, like straight up Wisconsin, like the Badgers with the Wisconsin uniforms. And I was like, so are they in the Big Ten?
In the Big Ten? Well, because technically, isn't Gotham like Pittsburgh?
No,
or Chicago.
Gotham, I think, is like New Jersey area.
Okay.
They make a point to be like Metropolis, New York, all this stuff.
See, but I always thought Metropolis was DC.
So Metropolis could be, But then, so because Marvel did the Marvel has like, we have real cities.
Yes.
These like, we have fake cities. And then they're like, oh no, we also have real cities. So it's kind of confusing, like what a map looks like in a DC map. But
we have Bloodhaven and Portland, Maine.
Correct. But what was I going to say? Oh, so Rutgers though now is in the Big Ten, and Rutgers is in New Jersey. So maybe they are, or it's a bowl game. I don't know what the fuck it was, but anyway, it's kind of funny.
And a great trivia question, by the way: the only public state university that does not have the name of the state in its name, Rutgers.
I like that. Pretty good. That is that's some bar trivia right there for you. Yep. I also thought there was a really good line that they took out when Batman was trying to recruit Aquaman. And he's like, when Aquaman's going back into the water, and he says something about how like people are better by themselves and not as a team. And Batman's like, that's literally the exact opposite of what I'm trying to say. Like, that was actually a better line than the other one, but they took it out. Anyway, yeah. I have other stuff there, but we can read it. Let's do ping pong. Do you want to do best or worst?
We'll both do a best, both do a worst, both do a best, both do a worst. All right. Best. We're going to get this out of the way first. Avengers Endgame.
3 hours, 2 minutes. The number one on my list also.
Infinity War is better, but it's not 3 hours.
Right.
So there it is.
I agree completely with you on that. This one's sort of a tip of the cap to Jordan, actually. Not my favorite movie, but a very, very good movie. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, 3 hours and 21 minutes.
And I believe that it did that win Best Picture?
Yes, it did.
I believe it did. And the director's cut is something like 3 hours and 41 minutes or something. So this is a bomb movie, but like it's a lot to sit through, but it's the payoff is good. The movie's really good. And it's a good culmination of those movies.
Yeah.
Worst. The Irishman.
Great call.
I have no idea how this movie is sitting at like 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. This movie sucks.
It's like, just on the director and the three actors in it. And people were like, it must be good. And they fooled themselves. Cause it's not,
well, I'm not, spoiler, Martin Scorsese, this is not the only time he's going to show up on the worst list, by the way.
I agree with you completely. We see eye to eye on a couple of things.
You want your colon clean? Man, I'm going to clean mine.
That's The Irishman. How about this? So I know where you're going to go, so I'll do a different one. Pearl Harbor.
Oof.
Pearl Harbor was 3 hours and 3 minutes long. It did inspire one of the great songs ever in Team America World Police, where there's this, like, why does Michael Bay keep on making movies? Pearl Harbor sucked and I miss you. Like that's the lyric. Like Pearl Harbor sucked and I miss you. No reason to be 3 hours and 3 minutes of just blowing stuff up and everything else. So Pearl Harbor, terrible, terrible movie.
It was awful. It was just not great at all. Just an absolute snooze fest. We're back to good ones, right?
Yes.
Probably the best one of the best movies I've ever seen, and a movie that I watch probably once a year, and then I'm good. Seven Samurai. Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai. The inspiration for The Magnificent Seven and everything that's spun off of that, but just an incredible story. And for the time, just an awesome movie. If you haven't seen Seven Samurai, please watch it. It's long, though. It's like it's almost 4 hours long. So it's a bomb. Yeah.
How about I'm going to go with The Godfather Part 2. I might be in the minority. I actually like Godfather 1 more than Part 2. Most people like Part 2 more. I was just a big Sonny fan. I thought James Caan's character in the first one, I loved it. Mm-hmm. Both are long, although I think the first Godfather might be under 3 hours.
It's like 2.5 hours. It's under three.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a director's cut of that too, which makes it longer, but just the regular version isn't. Godfather Part 2 is 3 hours and 20 minutes long. But I love the flashback stuff. I'm a big De Niro greater than Pacino guy. We could do a whole debate on that sometime. I love De Niro, and he does make this movie for me. So that one has to be on this list.
Sure does. I am going to go. So we're back to worst, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go Martin Scorsese number two. Another movie that was critically heralded, but I fucking hate this movie. Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't like it at all.
I hated this movie.
I like there's a couple GIFs and a couple memes that are really funny. Like that I'm not going anywhere. Like it's funny on Twitter, but it's not great for 3 hours. And yes, Margot Robbie is
great
level in that.
Fine. But like she,
I don't like the movie at all.
No. And the thing is it's like, right. It's I think the first time I heard this phrase was in reference to this movie and I absolutely buy into it. It's douche porn.
It's douche porn.
If you're a douchebag, you love this movie.
I feel like, and again, not to offend too many people of the audience, Wolf of Wall Street, you probably also have the box set of Entourage in your man cave with a Scarface poster.
We'll get there in a minute. Put a pin in that. But like, if you think that Jordan Belfort is cool, please remind yourself that he stole money from like millions of people.
Yeah.
Like he's the worst. He put people in the poorhouse.
Like Leo is kind of cool, but if you go and look this guy up, you're going to be like, oh, never mind.
Like, he's a real piece of shit.
That's a good one. That was high on my list also. How about this? And I know it was Peter Jackson, but it had no business being 3 hours and 7 minutes. And that would be 2005's King Kong.
Yeah, like, all right movie, but like, no way should that have been 3 hours.
Didn't need it. Did not need 3 hours. 2 hours and 7 minutes might have felt kind of long. And I get why they did the reboot. And again, it was a good director and it was actually a decent cast, but it's just so daunting. And it's one movie. I've only seen it once. I'll never watch it again. It's like zero interest to watch King Kong again.
Let's see. So there's a lot of good movies here that we could get to. How about I'm going to give Martin Scorsese some love here. Finally, Casino. I love the movie Casino.
Oh, is Casino 3 hours?
It's like 3 hours and 2 minutes. Like, it just makes it.
All right.
Casino's 3 hours. This and Goodfellas are probably his best movies. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, what else would you think? I mean, Goodfellas is definitely his best movie.
Yeah, so I really do like Casino, and I love was Ace Rothstein.
Yeah.
Oh. And Joe Pesci is completely off the rails, by the way, in this movie. It's awesome.
I just give it a bing. 2 hours, 58 minutes.
Oh, cross it off then. Not 3 hours. Cross it off. I'll put a...
It's one of those movies that when it's on TV, okay, 4 hours long. But
yeah, right. Schindler's List, there.
Yep.
Spielberg, yep. One of the greatest movies I've ever seen. Schindler's List. Boom. Definitely. Done.
That one's good. I will go with, again, it does feel the full 3 hours, 3 minutes, but The Deer Hunter. Deer Hunter is a movie. Holy
smokes. That is a movie.
Robert De Niro's great in it. Christopher Walken is fantastic. Even Meryl Streep's in there, but just very memorable. I remember watching it in one of my college classes. It's just like, this is unreal. Now, slow. There are parts of it that are just real slow.
I think I saw this movie when I was like 12.
Wow.
Way too soon for that. Way too soon. God, yeah. But, woo!
That explains.
There's three.
You're going back to worst?
Back to worst. There are three cuts in this movie, and they range from 2 hours and 45 minutes to 3 hours and like 50 minutes. And that movie is Oliver Stone's Alexander. Oh, sucked. The movie sucks. You get to see Rosario Dawson in the buff, but that's about it.
Oh, I like that.
But it was
weird. Romans and Greeks.
But Colin Farrell's doing like this weird like lion roar at her. It's super weird, but she's naked, so it's cool. But that movie stunk.
I'm gonna go, and I guess it's a good movie. I know you've actually never seen it. To me, it is not a great movie. That'd be Titanic.
We have breaking news.
It's too long. You watched it.
Breaking news.
Oh shit. Fuck.
Now a hashtag dork news flash.
I watched Titanic in preparation for this podcast.
What'd you think?
Fine, it wasn't good.
Yeah, right.
It's all right.
It's another one of these ones where it has. I know a lot of people like it. My wife likes it. A lot of people's wives like it.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours and 14 minutes is an absolute chore.
And it was just like, okay, like I went like, this where is the chase and how do we cut to it? You know, I'm like, this whole love story, it's nonsense to me. Like, can we just get to the thing? Like, it wasn't. No,
no.
Are we back to good or are we back to bad here?
I've exhausted my bad list.
Okay. Here are a couple bad ones that I can just... Scarface is 2 hours and 50 minutes. It's just under three.
Under, yep.
But this is a movie, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The first 45 minutes is good. The last half hour is good. Everything in the middle sucks.
I'll tell you this. Watch the original. Came out like 1930s with... Was it Paul... Who is it? Who's the star of it? But I'd watch the first one.
Nixon. Another, I think, with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
It's like a 3.5 hour movie. I watched that in like a history class. That bored the shit out of me.
Uh-huh.
Cleopatra was 4 hours. I had to sit through that one time. Oof.
Oh, that one apparently was real, but that was the Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, and they had to cut it. So the theatrical version was like 3 hours. They cut a whole hour out of it. So it, like, it didn't, but the actual version of the movie is 4 hours long.
Wow.
And Cloud Atlas. I don't know. You ever see Cloud Atlas?
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh, woo.
Just a real,
like, Halle Berry and Tom Hanks. What a stinker. All right. So I got more goods. You got goods?
Yeah, I got a couple more goods also.
Yeah.
I would say Malcolm X, Denzel Washington, Spike Lee, Malcolm X, 3 hours and 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel, like, when you see old video of Malcolm X, like, Denzel, like, already looks like him. And then when
he nailed that.
Oh, my God. He crushed it.
Like he was born to play that role at that time.
And does not win the Oscar for that.
No. Who won that Oscar that year?
Let me look that up because I want to know that.
Oh, while you go through that, some people are clamoring for Stephen King. So The Green Mile is awesome
on my list. Also, good.
That's
luck.
A movie. If it's on, I'll watch it.
3 hours and 9 minutes.
Yeah, Shawshank is under 3 hours. By the way, I think people are clamoring for Shawshank. That's like 2 hours and 35 minutes. It's not that long.
Shawshank's under. Also, somebody in the chat said Apocalypse Now, which the regular version is under.
Yes.
There's like the, whatever they call it.
The Redux, which is...
Redux is forever.
But the Spartacus?
Oh, Spartacus.
Spartacus? Directed by Stanley Kubrick. Or
even the Romans and Greeks.
Directed by Stanley Kubrick. Not a lot of people know that. Maybe they do. Did you know that?
Wait, Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing?
Yes, and Spartacus.
Spartacus. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Best Actor, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
For the 92 movies, but 1993 Academy Awards, your nominees were Clint Eastwood for Unforgiven, Robert Downey Jr. for Chaplin, Stephen Rea for The Crying Game,
Washington
for Malcolm X, and Al Pacino for Scent of a Woman.
And Al Pacino won.
Correct.
Hoo-ah!
I mean, he was good too. Don't get me wrong, but please.
But what was the first? Who was the first one?
Clint Eastwood. Unforgiven.
And Unforgiven. Oh, I love Unforgiven.
So he won Best Director that year and that won Best Picture.
I love Unforgiven. And I think, did Morgan Freeman win for that, for Best Supporting Actor?
Mm.
Or was that for Million Dollar Baby?
No, I think he won for Million Dollar Baby.
I believe.
Best
Green Mile, we got Braveheart.
Braveheart's over three?
I think it's like...
It's long.
2 hours and 58 minutes again. All right. I think it says, but it's, I read, no, hang on. I read some that's 258 and I read some that's 302.
All right.
So I'm going to put Braveheart on the list.
I think there is different versions of some of these. I'll throw out there one of my wife's all time favorite movies. I know it almost got canceled and then I think I got allowed back into the mix and that would be Gone with the Wind. It's a slog. I watched it with her when we first started going out. She loves that movie. It's 3 hours and 41 minutes.
Not a fan. Not a fan of that movie.
I don't need to see it again either.
Not for political reasons or racial reasons. It's just I just didn't like it.
I don't blame you. I'm tossing that one out there as sort of a make it with it what you do. What else you got? Anything?
That's all I got. I think I've exhausted my list. There were some that were like just under three that are really, really good. And I think like Goodfellas is on there. And like you said, the first Godfather and... You know, but that's about it. Someone said Pulp Fiction is all. It's 245, I think.
No, Pulp Fiction not that long, is it?
It's pretty long. Yeah.
All right, let's give it a.
It's like 240. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, I like that. Is that over 3 hours?
No, I don't think so. I think it's close, but
Pulp Fiction's 2.5. 230.
Oh, it is.
150.
You know, I think at the time I thought it was way longer because I'd never seen like a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah, I think that is because that
other
is
other than The Deer Hunter.
Especially like growing up, like I basically watched comedies, and then as you get a little bit older, you start to watch horror movies, and those are all 90 minutes.
They're like a 90 or like 80 or 90 minutes. They're, you know, out the dough.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
No, so again, not 3 hours. all right. Pretty good list here, Rye. Let's get to the last thing.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal? Also, I should remind people, feel free to email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, and tweet us @dorkpodcast, your favorite and least favorite long-ass movies. But anyway, kick or receive or defer or defer.
I will receive this week, and I'll make it quick. So other than Invincible, because you and I both talked about, we were going to make Invincible like our pick of the pod. But make sure you guys go and watch that, because we are going to do a show on that, a standalone on that eventually. But my pick of the pod this week for you guys, if you can't wait for Rick and Morty, Solar Opposites just dropped its second season. It's on Hulu if you guys want to watch it. It's actually pretty good. It's not as like heady and as like dense as Rick and Morty, like that kind of humor. It's pretty much more of a straightforward comedy. And season two is better than season one. So if you like the first season, season two is actually better. So check out Solar Opposites on Hulu.
All right, Ryan, that's a good one. I will also say that coming out tomorrow, or actually today, if you're listening to this, it is Godzilla versus Kong. That's going to be on HBO Max. It's going to be available on HBO Max for 30 days. We're actually going to do it a week from Monday. So give you a little bit more time to watch it, because we're going to do Falcon Winter Soldier Midway Point on Monday, and then we're going to do Godzilla versus Kong for that one. But my pick of the pod for the serial killer people out there, and I know you're out there, there's a John Wayne Gacy documentary called Devil in Disguise on Peacock. So check to see if you have Peacock. I think there are free versions of it. So there are ads, but there weren't too many ads. It wasn't bad. It's a 6-part documentary, and he is definitely one of the most well-known. I would say even like for our generation, the big three of serial killers, John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer. There are plenty of other ones, obviously, but I think those are the three most mainstream, most in the pop culture. That's probably fair. And even still, so I went into this being like, I know everything. I know all this. I did not. There was a lot of different stuff that I didn't know. Also, they kept going back and forth to this 1992 interview that he did. So there's a lot of like him just talking to the camera, like interviews, creepy as fuck, creepy. And like, it's out there.
They should do a show about like people who interview serial killers.
It would be incredible.
That'd
be
great.
And then they should cancel it and then greenlight 100 other shows.
Yeah, do that.
That's
great. So that could, I'm thinking down the line, if that's a 6-part thing, that could be a standalone. We might bring in a legal account, our litigator.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I'll see if Nicole's gonna watch that. Yeah, because that is pretty good. Although, Ryan, I was looking ahead here. We have a lot
planned. We're jammed. We sometimes it's feast or famine with us. Sometimes we're kind of scrambling at the last minute to think of stuff, but we are packed now.
Because I think we go Falcon Winter Soldier midseason, Godzilla versus Kong, Mortal Kombat, Falcon and Winter Soldier season recap, Invincible season recap. And then at that point, I wonder if this John Wayne Gacy, the steam is out of it. Or maybe we do like a double, like a mini dork, double dork. Something like that. Yeah, let me know. Start it and let me know what you think.
I'll start it for sure. I'm not going to watch it at night. That'll give me the willies.
Oh my God. It'll keep you up. That's for sure. That's for sure. Rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend, tell a dork. You can also subscribe to or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. YouTube. Every Monday night, we stream these episodes, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. Email us your stuff that you bought for the famous segment, Should I Have Bought This? The email is dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We're trying to do about 2 a week. We got a bunch in the holster, but just keep sending them in and we will get to them at some point. You can subscribe to Davey's Twitch stream, twitch.tv/rvond. He and his wife will be playing shortly, so that'll be good. And on Facebook, the shared Gooniverse, hashtag dork shared Gooniverse page. So us, Mac and Goo, Pop Culture Pile Driver, Change My Mind Pod, TLDR, Dr. Joe, Shine Time, all on Twitch as well. So Ryan, that's it for us. You got any final things to say? You want to get off your chest? Well, what do they say about wombats?
They got square buttholes, man. I was waiting for you to drop that.
Conflicted about whether to say anything because I feel like Michael Patrick Porkins could win it even without the oral. His father didn't need to do the oral. And that is why this is so tough for me to tell about the oral.